I was horrified. The Secret Service, I assumed, did it, or maybe the Defense Department, but when he returned from the Miami Convention, they landed him at Andrews Air Force Base. And
I thought, that's a hell of a goddamn thing. They never let me land there.
Of course not. And we instantly, through the Secret Service, because I figured that's where they're headed. They said that he's not to use Air Force Base facilities. He's not the President of the United States. He's a senator and a candidate.
But he was in a chartered plane.
Yeah, but...
Landing at Andrews? What the Christ they mean?
The Secret Service, in their protective deal, has the right to request Defense Department facilities for security reasons. But that's a lot of bullshit. They had the right when you were the candidate, too, 4 years ago.
Yeah, and
they never requested, and they never landed you there.
Well, and they killed a candidate just before I ran. They had to shot him. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Remember, people were goddamn scared of the Bobby Kennedy thing.
But whether that doesn't make any difference. I mean, he just doesn't... They can land at the Page Terminal. They can park his plane out at the end of the ramp if they're worried about security stuff and get him off into a car. But they should not land...
They started treating him exactly as I was treated. Just as we're treating him that way on the briefing. And you know, just be damn tough on that score.
Absolutely. Because that just... Yeah. There's no...
Even-handed.
No points to be gained from giving that. All that does is give him a little prestige of using Andrews Air Force Base and all that he shouldn't give me. No other senator comes into Andrews.
Of course not.
Good service, so called. And they love to order up all that stuff. They order everything they can get.
And they're not going to do it, huh? Incidentally, that's one thing we're going to change. Who the hell's going to rally?
He's not bad, he's just not in it. He's not.
Oh, we just put it. We can change him, can't we?
Oh, yeah, we should. Problem is, we have been able, we have not had an idea who we wanted to put in.
I think the radius of the man is well, it's up to him.
He doesn't look like it, but we have a guy who really is. We've been running some tests, and he's worked out possibly a pet box.
Box. Do you have that kind of ability?
And boy, he is. He's the one guy in all this investigated area that we've been able to trust and who's done what we've told him to do. Pat Gray hasn't stood up. You have to change there. I think you got to change Kleindienst. I don't think he's stood up.
Kleindienst.
I'm sure. Of course we're going to change him.
First he wants to change anyway, as I know. Remember, he said he can't afford to stay, and I think we'll just say that I went and bought blood and died for him, and he's been recognized and so forth.
Well, he made him Attorney General, which ups his
income
$100,000 a year, $200,000 a year, so.
How have you been able to use him?
He's a very unimpressive guy, but he's not as dumb as he looks. He's slow. Taylor wants to leave, which is good.
Well, he's a nice guy. He's very quick.
I think something's gone wrong with him since his kid died.
Anything new on the Watergate that you have? That you don't know yet about how Magruder would be asking about?
The lawyer said that he did extremely well. We have no problems. We don't have the interrogation for it, but the lawyer sat in, so they did extremely well.
And is he going before the grand jury now?
Not as of yet.
Well, what the hell is the grand jury going to do then? They're going to keep investigating if that's the whole point.
It's like maybe they will.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the best of both worlds. Let it go.
Let it go after the election.
What they can.
Again, Ehrlichman just get him indicted now and get him out, but I'm not really sure that's the best answer if you accept as inevitable that you're going to get indictments and that you have to get them before the election.
Yeah.
But better yet is to have nothing yet.
But there's a reasonable chance that they nothing happen. Just let it go. Dean is talking to him. He's talking to him as a leader.
It's nice. deputy director or something like that.
That high?
Yeah.
So you had a Duncan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just ordered longer.
Way ahead of them.
He's fine on our detail. He's just awful sticky, but he does what he's told. You know what I mean? I mean, he's straight, he looks good. And he's quicker, in my view, than Taylor. Taylor, I think, is awfully slow.
I'll go and cooperate. Bill's...
Well, basically, Bill is political. No, I think he's...
He wants to win.
I think they all... I think they... I think most of them are. They want to screw the other side. I don't suppose there's any way we've got any line in the McGovern camp through their Secret Service.
No, we don't.
We should. We can't obviously try.
No, it's... We sure ought to try, but I don't know how to do it. We've got several of our, we've got some potentials, including the head of the Z-Tab. But to my knowledge, we're not using them, and I'm not so sure we should. If we got caught at that would
hold on. I just meant if somebody volunteered, you know, they sometimes volunteer information.
Yeah. Somebody might do it.
Although I don't think, Bob, they're going to have that camp. They're going to need this Mike County. It isn't that any kind of stuff.
Oh, I don't know. Mangerwoods.
I've never met him.
No, I think he's fully capable of any.
You mean,
any of that kind of stuff? Yeah. And he's studied under the Kennedys.
Well, I think O'Brien is. You asked if somebody got close to that he was the guy who launched that crippling strikes thing, unfortunately. Before the session with the Teamsters, he called Hudson and said, you have to get to Packwood and get it low-key, and he's going to hold up on it for a few days. So Hudson did. That was okay. Then after the meeting with the Teamsters, at your place on Monday, called Hudson that night, said, you've got to get to Packwood and tell them to kill it completely. So Hodgson sent Silverman and said, Packwood, kill it completely. So that's what happened. He was
overzealous. Wire situation.
He had overzealous tendencies. I talked to George Schultz about it myself, to be sure. You know,
yeah, but you were playing it perfectly.
I didn't take it from George. I can't do that. And I asked George, and George said, yes, he says, this is provisional. you don't have to ram hard, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And on this one, there was no need to do that. Teams didn't expect us to do anything at that time. They just didn't want, you know, at this point,
yeah.
They just didn't want the damn thing to come out. Well, there are other ways to, just like we're doing in welfare.
That's right.
Now what the hell?
Well, that's where Ehrlichman is a damn good operator. I mean, he can handle it.
That's right.
He is awfully good at fuzzing things and getting them mixed up and keeping them mixed up.
Sure.
And Chuck is not. Chuck is a sledgehammer.
Drive ahead, get
which
done.
Is great. I mean,
done a great job.
Get crossfire.
Well, we just have to. It's one of those things that happens. But we'll have to make it clear. Hodgson was not keen on the thing anyway. I mean, he was not for the, you know, for the rotation. So he was delighted because Charles told me that Hodgson felt that it was also that we had to do something.
Right.
That true.
As
so Hodgson was not doing something he didn't want to do.
No. Even being told by Colson to turn it off, it could have been done. Hodgson could have had a little bit more finesse.
Why do you think he did?
Chuck could be. Hodgson may have read Colson as being, you know, goddammit, get it up there and get it turned off tonight. Don't let back. We go out tomorrow and say anything about these four crippling strikes.
Now, there's no vote coming up.
Now they were pushing for it, apparently. There was some maneuvering going on.
There again, Colson could have talked to Timmons or Carl August and what he found. That there's no way that a vote could come up without Mansfield putting the goddamn thing on the schedule. Mansfield would never put that on the schedule because he's a railroad man.
The Chuck overworked. See, he probably didn't want any word to get out to the teams just a pack with this still pushing it or something. That pack with was too.
Another provision anyway, you know, for the just find another bring in when I see him and he comes back. I'm just, you know, dread going through again. And he is so goddamn repetitive. Yeah. You can tell me again that damn story about that welfare family, you know. So, you know he really cares. I mean, Reagan is a damn good speaker and very persuasive and so forth. But after you annoy him a while, he's a bore.
Absolutely, he is a bore.
I swear to God,
he is.
I just
drove me nuts when I was down in California because he, on all that university stuff, he did the same kind of thing. He had his standard things he said, and he said over and over.
I might really be doing him a favor though, with a point written in an ambassador on death right. Percy had ever done anything to anybody else that'd be different, but he hasn't. Did he get to see Packwood or not? He tried.
I don't
know. Presented going that well for Packwood. It was not limited to the Teamsters, you know. Mainly discussed it with very definitely with Schultz. So Schultz was
sometime before that.
Yes, sir.
That might be one of those early meetings.
Right. And so Schultz said he talked about the thing with me.
Yeah.
Felt that we could work something out. You know. Be careful on things like that.
Now, you've had 4 years. as president, where you in the remarkable, I mean, you haven't gone down in the Gallup poll on approval. Not enough to matter. You
59, 56. First Gallup poll was 59.
Okay.
It was taken. 56, of course.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
As considering that you've been here, you've vetoed things and passed things and fought for things and fought against things and all that. But you've got the memories in people's minds that they'll never forget of China, of Russia, of Teresa's wedding, of you on television handling major problems in a very
with the big television things. Those big television things. For example, let's face it, the damn Vietnam speeches they all had their effect. Each one is all remembered, and of course the press conferences have had effect.
You would have said, I think you probably did say, after you came into office in 69, that if Vietnam was still around in any way, shape, or form by 72, we wouldn't even bother running. And yet Vietnam is around, and oddly enough, it's an issue in your favor, basically. I thought, coming in at 68, what's your figures? You had to have it ended within a year. Made the case as to why you couldn't do it, so you carried the people around. Writing, plus the potential for the future, which in the world thing especially. Now, the one thing we were afraid of looks like it's not going to be bad, at least, maybe even be good. Which is the economy.
It may just hold where it may be pretty fair shape, at least.
But you can't be in bad shape.
I don't think
too late now to get
price,
in bad shape.
The price thing. There's that for your
food prices is starting to
that's right. That's what you said. You got to do that. They can throw you off because of that one thing. The reason they threw Wilson out because of prices was the British people didn't anything else to make money. We got a hell of a lot of other things to make money. That's the thing.
Well, plus the British people didn't have the buying power level. Our people bitch about prices, but it doesn't bother them any.
It
doesn't hurt them. Their real purchasing power is up. Sure, the prices are high, but they can buy more.
And
even so.
And better off.
It sure hurts some of them. It depends on the individual. But it hasn't, overall, the inflation hasn't hurt them. They're still better off. A lot of people.
Yeah, anybody that owed money.
Which is a lot of people.
You realize that anybody that had a mortgage is a hell of a lot better off.
Hell yes.
Because basically,
in that often cheap dollars. Your money can pay it off in cheap money. This is all the economic outlook is good, as well as I kept saying, well, what we want is the trend to be going right. The trend almost has to be going right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Call it non-political. Just brazen it out.
Okay, you could do that.
Make all your trips. Go to defense bases. Regional meetings of your giveaway programs. So, Canada.
All of it must have done a little good, don't you?
Yeah, little drops here and there.
But you couldn't be more right in the public mind more than any of the rest of them. Before China and Russia, Christian Europe is just getting enormous.
The American Film Convention Program is full of pictures of China and Russia. Pat Nixon of China and Russia. Pictures that some people just love to see. Reminds him of a great thing. Okay, very good.
Here he goes, very, very. Right.
got any